Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm 何健。
The second Intelligent Transportation Seminar was held this morning at the National Exhibition and Convention Center as a sideline event of the ongoing CIIE. A Shanghai Transportation Bureau official announced that two highway sections were now open to driverless vehicles. Zhang Hong tells us more.
The two highway sections are a 21.5-kilometer stretch of the G1503 Shanghai Ring Expressway and a 19.5-kilometer segment of the G2 Beijing-Shanghai Expressway. Additionally, more than 500 kilometers of roads are open to driverless vehicle testing in Jiading District.
There are no designated lanes for autonomous driving. We will only limit the number of driverless vehicles on these roads during certain time periods.This helps improve car makers improve their driverless cars.
So far, Shanghai has opened 926 roads for testing. They cover 1,800 kilometers and 15,000 autonomous driving scenarios. By 2025, the city plans to have more than 800 kilometers of highways and roads for smart vehicle use.
Construction of the S32 highway will be completed by the end of the year.Some key sections can be used for cars equipped with a Level 3 autonomous driving system, which will pave the way for further development of smart highways.
Guidelines for the operation of smart vehicles were also released at the seminar. Two Shanghai companies received pilot operation certificates for smart vehicles to transport cargo. The certificate allows them to charge fees for autonomous driving services. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
This year, global pharmaceutical companies brought their latest breast cancer drugs to the CIIE as breast cancer has overtaken lung cancer as the world's mostly commonly diagnosed form of the disease. Reporter Zhang Hong takes a look.
Breast cancer has four primary molecular subtypes, and each subtype requires different medication. CIIE newcomer Gilead Sciences presented Trodelvy as a treatment for metastatic triple-negative breast cancer.The drug has been approved in over 35 countries and is expected to enter the Chinese market very soon.
Trodelvy is the first antibody-drug conjugate directed at TROP2, a cell surface antigen highly expressed in multiple tumor types. The medicine tackles some of the obstacles in breast cancer treatment. It's our first time at the CIIE. We hope to get some exposure here and find partners to make our drugs accessible to patients in China.
Most of the company's medicines treat viral and inflammatory diseases like HIV and viral hepatitis. Now Gilead is trying to expand into oncology. The medicine showcased at the CIIE hopes to be the company's first oncology drug in China. Fifth-time exhibitor Roche is showcasing FASCO, a fixed-dose combination of two monoclonal antibodies that can be administered by a single subcutaneous injection.It's used for treating HER2-positive breast cancer. The drug is undergoing its third phase of clinical trials in China. In the past, the treatment was only available by intravenous injection.
Intravenous injection usually takes 1.5 to 2 hours to complete. Subcutaneous injection is much faster, taking only 5 to 8 minutes. It's a much more efficient way to receive treatment.
It would be better if the injection can be included in home care services, which allows professional nurses to treat patients at home. It will be convenient for patients as they won't need to go to the hospital in cases of a pandemic. I believe it has a broad application potential in the future.
An expert from the Fudan University Shanghai Cancer Center said, the medical treatment plus radiation therapy can be used before a surgery, leaving as much normal breast tissue as possible.
Breast cancer patients can be treated with a partial mastectomy, but for those with a large tumor, they can first be treated with medicines to reduce the tumor size and then go through a partial mastectomy. In China, only about 20% of patients have a partial mastectomy compared to 50 to 60% in developed countries, which is quite a large gap.
According to the World Health Organization, breast cancer has become the most common form of cancer among Chinese women.Last year, China reported about 420,000 new cases. In cities like Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou, the five-year survival rate of breast cancer patients stands at over 90%, in line with survival rates in developed countries. The objective of the WHO is to reduce global breast cancer mortality by 2.5% per year. thereby averting 2.5 million deaths globally between 2020 and 2040. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Live.
An Israeli technology company has recently developed steaks that are created from plant-based beef substitutes using 3D bioprinting technology. Stephen Rencourt has more.
The 3D printed steak was developed by Israel's Redfine Meat. Many customers say it looks, tastes, and smells similar to a regular steak.
The texture feels right. Even the smell smells like the real thing.
The 3D printing process can also simulate blood vessels in the meat, allowing for the production of any cut of steak in any size.
And we identified a few components that we can recreate from plants and have the same exact performance as the tissue of animal meat.
A library of a few different slabs. I can choose each one of them and I can adjust it accordingly. I can define the amount of marbling, the internal fat or the external fat.
A German environmental expert says two-thirds of greenhouse gas emissions are related to factory farming. Producing 1 kilogram of chicken emits 5.5 kilograms of carbon dioxide, while a kilo of soybeans will only release 1.1 kilograms. The 3D printed meat is priced at 300 yuan per kilogram. Currently, the company's 3D printed meat is available in nearly 1,000 restaurants in countries including Israel, the UK, and Germany. The company is planning to move into Italy, Greece, and Sweden by the end of the year. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.